This is Studio Session Shorts. I'm Abe Beeson.
It just seemed like nothing was ready before we were live. And, you know, Steven is like the nicest guy ever, but he was definitely like, this should already be done.
That's saxophonist and singer Grace Kelly. And the Steven she's talking about is the host of the CBS TV show Late Night with Stephen Colbert. He was nervous about a live broadcast of his show that's normally taped hours in advance. That's Lemons Make Lemonade from Grace Kelly's 2017 visit to the KNKX Seattle studios. Julian Pollock, Julia Peterson, and Ross Peterson at the piano, bass, and drums. John Batiste was the guest pianist on the song from Kelly's 2016 album, Trying to Figure It Out. That connection got her the TV gig. Batiste had just started his job as the Late Show's band leader in 2015.
I got a text from him out of the blue being like, hey, do you play clarinet and baritone sax? I know you play all the other axes. And what are you doing in 3 days?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I was like, yes, and why? And he's like, can you come join the Late Show for a week? And then a week turned into 6 months.
Talking with KNKX host Kevin Kniestad in 2017, Kelly explained that the TV show gig came with some tricky requirements.
So I was playing baritone sax, flute, clarinet, and, you know, trying to get it together really fast, and those are demanding instruments.
Demanding, yes, but working with the late night TV band came with benefits. Kelly wasn't slogging through long tours on the road anymore.
So I was like, wow, I'm in town, like sleeping in my own bed, and every day seeing the same people, which hasn't happened since school.
That's an original from Grace Kelly's 2017 studio session called Trying to Figure It Out, inspired by her growth as a young woman and her path as a maturing musician. Kelly explained that working on the TV show could be stressful, especially when they had to try to figure it out for live broadcasts. The whole crew would be scrambling, ready to start the show at a minute's notice.
Production people running around everywhere. And then the amazing thing is it always comes together. Time. And it just blows my mind because you think we're not even close. We're not even ready. And then magically it's like, wow, well, we did it.
Oh, trying to figure it out.
Kelly had a lot of fun working with Batiste and the late night band, but it couldn't compare to her life in jazz and her own perspective as an artist.
I mean, there's a live audience at TV, but, you know, getting to play my own music and working with just these incredible musicians really makes me, like, super, super happy. So I've been lucky to experience, yeah, all the different spectrums.
That's amazing Grace Kelly. Still in her mid-20s at the time of this 2017 KNKX session, Kelly had already released 10 albums by then, and she had figured out what she wanted from her career.
Ever since I was young, it was just something that I wanted to share with as many people as possible, and it was never about this virtuosic thing, you know. I always wanted people just to connect to the songs and to join me on stage, for this not to be us on stage and you all to be in the audience, but for us to, like, be in this thing together.
Amazing Grace Kelly. For KNKX, I'm Abe Beeson.